It is not up to film stars to sort out workplace harassment. My first response was outrage, my second was pragmatic. This consultant's perspective was the same as that of many male and female managers I know. They support women and they are against harassment. They have not experienced a perpetrated sexual harassment themselves, but they probably know people who have, though they may be unaware of that. So they have power and goodwill, but they do not know what to do with them. This column is for them. The first step is to accept that, according to the statistics, sexual harassment is almost certainly happening in your workplace. Research shows that the proportion of workers who say they have been harassed stands at between 20% and 53% for women, depending on the survey. For men, it is somewhere between 7 and 20%. Unless you work in a very, very small business, this is your problem now. The second step is to recognize that harassment is against the law in the UK under the Equality Act 2010, Section 26. It does not matter if it was intentional or not. According to Meryl Schindler, head of the employment team at Withers Law Firm and a leading London-based employment lawyer, if I put porn up in my open plan office without intending to upset the person next to me, I am creating a degrading environment. It does not matter that I did not intend to violate anyone's dignity or to create an intimidating, hostile, humiliating or offensive environment. That is what ordinary harassment is about. The third step is to understand that everyone is watching. What will your organization do? The old response is brush it under the carpet, quietly manage at the junior party, will not work. All those purpose and values statements, ethics exhortations and workforce engagement strategies, you can kiss them goodbye when you turn a blind eye to harassment that everyone sees and talks about. As Ms. Schindler says, the past 6 months have seen networks trump hierarchy. Everyone's eyes are on employers. After decades of failed diversity initiatives, will management grasp the nettle and change anything? Which senior leaders, male or female, are stepping up and demanding action? Who remains silent? The obvious policies have to work in practice. An ethics phone line that no one answers will not cut it anymore. Attention must be paid not just to policies but also to the practical impact.